Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. We are live here on a Friday before game day, although you do have Saturday off as well, for the Miami Hurricanes, who will take on the Fighting Irish. Can I tell you guys a crazy story about the last time Notre Dame came down to South Florida?
Of course.
Sure.
So, as we all know, if you're a Miami Hurricanes fan, one of the last great moments for the Miami Hurricanes, other than this whole Cam Ward run, was the obliteration of Notre Dame at Hard Rock Stadium. It was one of the last times that place got rocking, and I believe it was the first time that College Game Day had come down to South Florida. So
yes,
that was definitely a special time for sure. And if you know anything about me and tailgates in South Florida, they tend to get a little bit wild, right? So this was a time for me that was a little shaky. I had just moved out of my home, my childhood home. My mother had lived in Orlando, but she had come down for a celebration and let me borrow her car to go to this tailgate, right? So I go to the game. I go to the game, and I don't think I have any car keys on me now. I have the car keys on a hook attached to my belt loop, right? Pretty safe, that metal hook. You've ever seen those before?
Not as safe as a pocket.
You know, I was a kid. So I was like, it's going to fall out of my pocket or something.
How? You ain't told. Dude, let me tell you something.
First of all, keg stand?
You don't have no small pockets.
No, I had cargos. I had cargos then. So I had multiple deep pockets that I could have put them in. But then all of a sudden you're doing a keg stand, your pants are upside down, and your keys fall. So I was like, okay, let me just go ahead and altogether avoid that situation by being responsible. And now the only way it's coming off of my waist is if someone pulls my belt loop off.
I already know where this is going.
It gets crazier. So I am having a wonderful time partying, couple keg stands, very inebriated, to say the least, at a certain point. As I'm walking through, there happens to be a feller who is partaking in a substance that Snoop Dogg would, that I'm like, hey, buddy, do you want to be friends real quick, right? And potentially have an exchange. In the time that it took for me to hand him back his pleasure item, I looked to my friend and said, there was something different in that thing. And for the rest of the night, I went down a path of being so unbelievably intoxicated. But now, the problem is, I don't even want to attend the game no more. It seems like everyone's having a good time. I need to get out of here. I'm with a friend of mine, and I'm like, hey, I need to get out of here. Let's go back to the car. You can drive us home. We get back to the car only to realize the loop is still attached to my waist, but it had a fob with a button on it that during my excitement or during the crowd, it must have pressed the button to release the fob that is now on the ground.
All you had was the little key.
All I had was a key. So I'm like, okay, well, at least I have the key. I can unlock the door. I can start the car, and we can get out of here. I unlock the door. Step one, I sit down and I spend about 10 minutes examining where the hell am I supposed to put the key, only to realize this specific car didn't have an option to start the car with a key. It was only push to start. Mind you, I borrowed this car from my mother, who has to go back to Orlando tomorrow. So with that being said, and also I am in no condition to handle anything responsibly at the moment. And the friend that was with me has to leave as well. And mind you, I am a South Florida hood rat. So therefore, yeah, I didn't park in no normal parking spot. I parked in the hood in Miami Gardens and walked on over, because why would I pay for parking?
I'm blocky.
Ain't no blocky, no. So I'm in a guest spot in a random hood in Miami Gardens, completely blasted out of my mind at this point, with a key that I can't do anything with, and a friend that has to now leave me. So we make a call to my brother to come pick me up to resolve this situation, and unfortunately, we're in front of the gas station on the corner there, and I'm like, you got to watch out. You know, it's a really sketchy area. And then I realize I'm the thing they need to watch out for, because I am what is now known as the sketchy person in this area. And I wait. My brother comes to the rescue. We end up getting the car towed or something like that. And I spend the next day thinking I could potentially – go to the stadium and retrieve the fob. It's going to be on the ground for sure. I go to Hard Rock Stadium the next day, jump the gate, and spend maybe about 3 hours in the same area trying to just find say this? The fob. Yeah.
Here's what you realize in parking lots.
Yep.
It looks a lot different without cars.
And me trying to remember where the hell I was, like, was I on the inside lot or the outside lot?
Oh my goodness.
So now I'm with a damn near metal detector going through areas. And long story short, I don't find the key. But you know what I do find? A Louis Vuitton wallet. And I look inside that wallet and I find the ID of the person who's there. I find that person on Instagram. I am able to track them down because they live close to me, and I return the Louis Vuitton wallet. Now, she did have some party favors within her Louis Vuitton wallet that she did not get back, but she got her license, she got all her money, she got all her credit cards, and, you know, it ended up working out. Now, my mother was very upset, and I had to pay about $300 to $500 for another key fob, and needless to say, she never trusted me again. But hey, what a night. And boy, am I happy to have these Notre Dame.
Let me ask you this, Marcos. Yeah. I've heard stories like this before.
Yeah.
With people that are close to me.
Yep.
How much of the game did you see?
0%. How much did I hear? A lot. A lot of cheering on the outside.
Oh, my goodness.
How much did I see? Brother, not even a second.
And you had a ticket to the game.
Ticket to the game. I had nice seats.
So I would have said,
oh, didn't make God. It inside.
You should have sold your tickets.
Listen, there were so many things that I should have done that day. But
first of all, nobody hooks their key to their belt buckle unless you're a redneck and you have the key with the chain.
Yeah, it's true. Fair. I don't really know that what you were thinking there. I think it might have been more safe in your pocket.
I think I outthought myself. You know, sometimes you outcoach yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I outcoached myself and was like,
and you didn't have your friend, because if I was with you, I'm like, don't do that.
Yeah. Let's see. This is 2017.
If you really were being safe and careful,
yeah,
you would take and put the key fob in one place. Ooh. And the key in another place, so that under no circumstance would you be locked out.
Now, I would
have put the key fob in my sock.
I could have even damn near kept it in the car and just took the normal key with me.
No, the door wouldn't lock.
Yeah, the door would never lock.
The door doesn't lock with the key fob in the car. And it makes a ridiculous honking noise.
It's true.
Now, see, this is three heads thinking about what we could possibly do with this. Imagine a 24-year-old already kind of, you know, one bottle down kind of vibe. I'm like, listen to me, guys. I got a great idea. I got a brilliant idea.
And nobody stopped you?
I'm the smart one, guys. I'm the smart one.
Yeah, well, that's really
size. I'm gonna clip this to my belt. Listen, I'm gonna clip this to my belt. And it's gonna work out fine. Now let's go party.
And were your friends not upset with you that they couldn't watch the game? Because I think that would make me the most mad. It wouldn't even be the fact that we couldn't get
man. There's something that I'm genuinely underselling for legal purposes. But the reason why we were more distracted and not focused is that I was, guys, someone Bill Cosby'd me damn near. And I am not in the best condition medically. So it kind of was like, I kind of want to see this game and all, but my friend may die. So oh,
okay.
I can't.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
So I can't.
But I also, I remember a time when my cousin, we went to a Canes game, and I forgot what Canes game it was. I think it was the Florida State game in 2018 that we had that massive comeback.
Oh.
And one of my cousins, we were all tailgating, my whole family was there, and she got so inebriated, and she literally laid down on the concourse of Hard Rock Stadium and fell asleep. And then the police were like, we all kind of were like, well, you know, you're going to stay there because we're going to finish this game.
Yeah.
And then, so her boyfriend.
The police were like, no, she's not.
The police were like, no, she needs to exit the premises. And we were like, well, that's not something I care to do. I was, no, she's my cousin. That's the worst part about it. And I was like, you have a boyfriend here. You can handle that. Like her dad, everyone was like, that, you guys are on your own. That's not any of our, and they had, they had just started dating too. So he was like, it was his first game, like tailgate with all of the whole family. And I was like, no, I'm going back into the stadium and watching this game. I don't know about you, but yeah. So there's like, the police were like, well, she needs to leave. And boyfriend? her dad, everyone was like, okay, well, she can have a grand, like, bye. We'll see you in the car later.
Even her dad?
Oh, yes. He was like, we'll give you the keys to the car. We'll see you guys after the game. Bye.
So the boyfriend had to leave?
Yep, the boyfriend had to leave. That's his fault.
Is he still her boyfriend?
They're getting married in October, actually.
What?
Yeah, I'm a bridesmaid in their wedding.
Oh, my goodness. I wonder if he's going to hold that over her like women hold stuff over men.
You got to.
Remember that time at stadium? We were enjoying the game, and you got hammered?
Don't remember that? The hurricane game again.
Yeah, she's calmed down a lot since then.
There she goes.
Yeah, so.
Like, there's only one way to go from passing out on the floor.
It's not her first. It was not her first offense, unfortunately, of doing something of that nature.
Pass that on the floor,
so that's
though.
Why you
Rookie
guys,
move.
Like, you didn't even take it.
Oh, it's like, it's
serious.
Exactly. It's like, I don't really care. I'm over it. This is not the first time that something like this has happened.
Yeah, but
you
can't leave her on the floor of the concourse.
She was fine.
Totally worked out.
Look at that. Man, these Canes are kicking ass right now.
Well, no, they weren't. Know. They were losing. It was literally like we were losing so bad, but we ended up coming back in the second half of that game.
Was that
we were down 26 points? No, it was Rozier, but Nikosi Perry came in halftime of that game. Mm-hmm.
Damn! Shout out to your memory on that one.
I have
those
great
are names
memory.
From the past there.
That's wow, man.
Well, yeah, that's crazy.
Tell you. I'm keeping little mental notes.
Yeah, Brittany, y'all are crazy.
Relative, non-committal.
No, I think like, honestly, like I don't understand
wait,
that.
Did you hear the story that Frog Boy told? And his friends are like, "All right, let's get out of here."
Yeah.
Right.
I ruined everyone's time.
No, I wouldn't
but they still felt obligated. To take care of their boy.
No. Again, it's not exactly what JFig said in the private chat. It's not if it's not your first offense, I don't feel bad for you. I'm sorry. It's just like get up, go fall asleep in the seat. You have 3 hours to recover and figure it out. Like we'll figure it out.
I've met Summer, Jennifer's friends, and this could actually have happened before. That they all went somewhere and one of them got plastered. And they're like, we're not, no, you're a second offender.
I think it was JFig.
I don't know. I don't think she would, like,
I will say, like, her boyfriend was on the floor with her, okay? So I don't want people to think that we just, like, left her on the floor the whole time. Her boyfriend was on the floor with her. He was, like, she was laying like on his lap. She was laying on his lap.
Oh, so wait. So when the cops came and said...
Because it was because he was... She was sleeping on her. Yes.
And they were telling him... You made it sound like she was just laying on the ground.
Well, she had started. No. She had sat down, fell over. She had initially sat down, fell over while we were all waiting.
So she had somebody with him. Wait, Marcos, did she not make it sound like she had passed out on the floor and nobody?
She did.
You just standing over her.
I thought she was
had her boyfriend there.
She
the
did.
Big comfy couch where she was doing the 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. Trying
but she had initially done that. Then once he realized the severity of the situation, he sat down with her, put her head in his lap. But the cops still came by and were like, that's actually not.
Because you either take her or we're taking her to jail.
I don't know that they were going to take her to jail, but I think it was going to be a situation of like.
The drunk tank.
Yeah, the drunk maybe. Tank. I mean, she wasn't acting disorderly.
It don't matter. Drunk tank.
Now,
it's public intoxication. If you pass out, that is true. A sign of public intoxication. I guess.
But no, they were kind. They were like, listen, just get her out of here. And
little did you guys know that as he was brushing the chunks of vomit from her hair, he's like, she's the one. She's the one that I'm going to spend the rest of my life
truly,
with.
Like, that was a moment for me because like, I'm telling you, this was like the first one of the, I think that was like the second time I met him, the second time he had been around our family. And I was like, oh gosh, like he's never going to speak to her again after this one.
Now they get married.
Because he's a huge Canes fan too. So I would have been so angry.
Oh, if you missed it.
He's I'm a trying huge to think. Canes fan.
I haven't really had situations like that.
No, like
I've had friends that I could tell they were getting there and I would say, let's go.
That's the thing. It's like I've had a lot of instances with friends where it's like I try to warn them. I'm like, you are going downhill very fast right now and we need to reel it in because if not, the night is going to be ruined.
Wait. You can't use the term because to them that's let's stop having fun. Right.
You can't reel in the snowball, Britt.
Let's stop taking tequila shots. Why don't we? Okay, like let's stop doing that.
And let's be clear. And this is for you too, Jennifer.
Oh,
when have you ever said to a friend, "Hey, buddy, we're gonna reel that in," and they go, "Okay."
I've had friends where I'll be like, "They're like, get me another drink." I'm like, "Yeah, sure." I go to the bar. I'm like, "Listen, can you get me like?" Whatever they're drinking, let's say it's like a rum and coke. I'm like, can you get me just coke? Like, don't put rum in it. And I'll like give it to the friend. And they'll be like, they're crazy. They'll be like, this doesn't have alcohol in it. Like, I don't know. Wait, like, you better go back and get me. I'm like, I'm scared.
Yeah. Oh, that bartender.
Now they can sense the quality and the amount of liquor in their drink. They ain't drunk yet.
That was only one shot of rum.
No, I mean, to be fair, that's happened. That's happened to me before. Like, not that long ago, actually. That happened to me at my parents' house when I went back home to visit. We were in the pool, and I was like, I'm in my dad's house. Like, let me, like, drink and have a, like, I'm 25 years old. Like, it's not like I'm out in the public. And my cousin's boyfriend was making us drinks, and I was having a rum and coke, actually. That's why I use that as a reference. And he brought it to me, and my dad had told him, like, don't put anything in there. Like, she does not need it. And I drank it, and I was saying double at this point. I said, this literally does not have any rum in it. You better go back inside and get me rum.
Look, and that's in the comfort of your own home, though. I mean,
that's what I'm saying. I was like, I'm a grown adult, thanks. Like, but when we're out in public, you won't catch me dead being, like, passed out like some of these people that I go out with. I'm like, come on, guys. We have to have decorum.
The other thing is that syrupy drinks tend to affect you quicker. Like, so when you drink rum and coke,
Yeah, well, that was our details from the past. It seems like Brittany lives a crazy life.
I'll tell you what.
That you just told, you think I'm crazy? I have crazier stories than
you,
that.
Like, you just doing drive-by tokes is not helping your situation.
Man, that was, listen, literally never again.
Yeah, that's your fault.
In the time that it took for me to give it back and look this way, I was like, there was something
in there. There was something else in there.
That's your last.
That's one of those moments.
Soberness.
Literally, that, like, I promise you, like, it almost came out in slow motion, like a movie, of just like, there was something in there. And they're like, why are you talking like that? And I'm like, talking like what? It was a great time, and hopefully the Miami Hurricanes have a great time this Sunday as they face the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. When we come back, we're going to try to tickle Leroy's fancy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy show. Time now for us to tickle Leroy's fancy.
Maybe I can tickle your fancy with what I'm watching.
I was gonna say, do you have something in particular? But let's get to the college football slate immediately as college football returns to the airwaves. Let's start tomorrow at noon on Fox. Number one, Texas takes on number three, Ohio State.
Yes.
What do you think, Leroy? Does this tickle your fancy?
It does. Archer's first game. I think Ohio State's gonna win simply because Arch hasn't played in this environment yet. First start, is that the horseshoe?
Well, nah, that's tough.
Yeah. That's tough. Now, if he does, whoo!
Yeah. I mean, he looks like he's a real deal, so we'll see.
I'm not questioning whether he's a real deal or not. Yeah. I'm questioning whether he's a real deal on his first start.
Well, I guess we'll find out.
Yep.
Moving on, this is not necessarily too big of a game because Florida State is unranked, but number 8 Alabama at Florida State at 3:30 p.m. tomorrow on ABC. Tickle your fancy, Leroy?
It's at 3?
Yes, sir.
Here's how my Saturdays work.
All right.
I'm going to be all in on this Texas-Ohio State game. That's a big game to start my college football season off with. One versus three. I think I played at Michigan when we played Notre Dame one year. We were 1-2. Hmm. So
yeah, that's crazy.
It's massive. So all my attention is going to be there. I don't think it's going to be a blowout. So I can't promise you nothing. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Before that game's over with.
Got to make sure.
Once it's over.
Yeah.
Now I'm flipping through the channels. And I'm going to other stuff.
Okay. Now, by this time, for sure, the game that you had tried to look at and focus on is done. It is 7:30 p.m. at this point, Saturday. We have number 9, LSU versus number 4, Clemson.
The real Death Valley.
The battle of Death Valley.
So everybody thinks Clemson's going to be really good when they got Klubnik. But some wondered if Nussmeier would have came out this year if he could. He would have been a top 5 pick. So it's actually two really good quarterbacks, proven quarterbacks going at it. As much as I am a fan of growing up with LSU, how many people really like Brian Kelly?
Not a lot of people.
Right.
Family.
Yeah. So I don't know, but it's going to be an awesome game, I think, because LSU is in the SEC and Clemson is in ACC. People are going to give more credit to LSU. But I would say that Brian Kelly is one of those coaches that gets a lot more praise than success that he's had. How's that? That's
fair. Yeah.
Right. But I'm definitely in. I'm in on it.
All right. Let's move on to by the way, I haven't heard any of the Sounders. Is that like a Channel 3 thing, or is that like you just haven't pressed them?
It was a Channel 3 thing. It was a Channel 3 thing. I got it now. We're good.
All right. Cool. No problem. Screw me. Who cares? I didn't hear.
I didn't hear it either.
Yeah, I didn't hear what you said there, Brittany. Ah, who cares? Let's move on.
Yeah, we can now.
Oh, okay.
Sunday, 9 in the morning, we have F1 Circuit.
Nope, that's her thing. Right. I am not getting up in the morning to watch cars go around the damn track.
Fancy not tickled. Right.
Fancy not tickled in.
In front of me, you're going to say that? Wow. In front of me?
Wow. So that is 9 in the morning. If you want to go ahead and fast forward into that day, I know what's going to be on your mind, Leroy. It's Sunday, which means there can only be one thing on your mind. Inter Miami. They made it to the final.
Is it the finals? No,
they made it to the final.
The finals is Sunday. What time?
Sunday at 8 p.m.
No. As much as I'm going to be, I'm interested in it.
Fancy not tickled.
You know where I'm going to be.
Of course, because that's where everybody's going to be.
7:30, that game starts, right?
7:30 p.m., yeah, ABC, so, number 10 Miami.
Why you ain't going chronologically?
Because I knew
you. Know if you would have said 7:30 and then tried to throw that 8 o'clock after that.
He's trying to make, he's building it up.
Yeah. No, I can't just give it away. I know you're going to be interested. We're all going to be locked in. I think everyone, I think the college football world is going to be locked in that day. Yeah. Not only is it the only game on TV.
Yeah, you know what I'm more interested in?
What?
What is my game time snacks going to be?
Ooh, and have you decided that?
I have not. I haven't decided whether I'm going to cook something or just pick something up.
Get some Rockin' Rib Rolls.
Ooh, them Rockin' Rib Rolls don't play. I will tell you this. Yes. I do need 17 toothpickers to eat those things.
Yeah, true. True, true, true. But lucky for you, though, you can sleep in the next day. Monday is Labor Day. Oh, yeah. You can't because you may be busy.
Yeah.
But Labor Day on Monday, so it's not bad. You get to watch college football late and don't got to worry about getting up early the next day. Unless
I thought we were working on Monday.
Oh, screw you! Sucks for you. Guys.
Wait, I don't know. That's honestly a question that I have. I was
Tobin is because he said Tobin's after working. The game. I said I don't know yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. If I get a lot of stuff done, I need to get done.
Tobin's a bit of an overachiever.
So I have to work.
I would say this.
Most likely.
Yes, I think me and Tobin do more days than anybody. I agree.
I agree.
More days than anybody.
Sometimes it's like, all right, chill out, guys. Like, for example, Labor Day. Everyone's taking off Labor Day. But I can understand, you know, big game. You want to be able to talk about it. Yeah. You specifically, one time, it's like, hey, we need to open up your hand and put a 9-inch nail in there. And you're like, well, I'll be at work in an hour.
Right.
And we're like, you know what, Leroy, it's fine. Yeah, you could. You could.
Hey, Brittany, how about this? You ready? I had surgery in the morning and did the show.
Very crazy.
You're back home for
the
show.
There's a nail sticking out of his hand, by the way.
So, no, that wasn't the reason why is Brittany. I can do my show from home.
Yeah.
If I'm had surgery and come back home, I'm going to sit around and watch the same screen if I was just doing the show. That's so true. Might as well.
I understand that. That's fair.
Yeah.
That's very
and
fair.
It's not like what I'm doing is hard work. And if it really, 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 really hurts, like when I had the knee surgery, how it really, really, really hurt, I'm like, I'd rather do the show and get some laughs and not think about it.
I agree with you there, Leroy.
His problem is he just loves me too much.
It's what it is. He loves you guys all so much.
Any opportunity he gets to spend time with your boy. Well, we just attempted, for the most part, we did tickle Leroy's.
Finally, it's been a long summer of not being able to tickle Leroy's fancy.
Yeah,
we've had some, you know, because Tobin kept trying to throw UFC or fight night in the mix, and then we had to talk about other stuff.
Yeah, you only disrespected me in the entire tickle my fancy, which wasn't very nice.
Brittany, hold on.
It's 9 a.m. is not that early, Leroy. It's really
can I explain?
Yeah.
Okay. You're not familiar with me.
No, so not yet.
Every Saturday and Sunday, I tee off at 7 o'clock in the morning.
So you're telling me that you could get home and watch the F1 race is what I'm hearing. That's all I'm hearing from you.
I get done at 10:30, 11.
Okay, that's well, you can watch it in the car.
Can you? You probably shouldn't. She probably shouldn't.
Really? It was a joke. I was joking. Oh my goodness. I know how golf works. Relax.
Great. All right, we'll take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we got Silly Sauce and more on the Tobin and Leroy Show.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurice's, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tobin and Leroy Show. It is your boy Frog Boy holding things down. Tobin will return Monday to give you all things post Canes game. But I got Leroy here. You got Brittany here. And of course, hello, Figgy.
Hello.
The terrifying. She's the friend.
What friend?
Do you just give him the look?
See, I don't really have to speak much. That's exactly what happens. I just look. And I give one warning. If you keep on after the warning, it's...
So I could see a couple of your friends getting left on the floor in the concourse.
It's the action. You deserve to suffer the consequences of your own actions at a certain point.
Well, and Jennifer pointed out, especially a repeat offender. Because either one or two things got to happen. If
it continues happening and you continue ruining my night, no, that's it. Suffer by yourself. I agree. Because you know what? You're a grown adult.
And one or two things going to happen. You're going to get left or you're not going to get invited with the group no more.
It's true.
I got you. I got you.
Like, I have one really bad offense, something that that happened to me that I was so bad, and I learned my lesson. And I said, never again, and never again has it ever happened to me.
Yeah, you still got that.
No, I mean, I'm already, like, past my prime of partying, I feel like.
Really?
Still got that. Trust
25?
I don't know. Like, I don't go as hard as I used to.
My time frame got skewed a little bit.
Ah.
Because being in Michigan away from home, it took me a couple of years to warm up. And then by then, now I'm getting ready for the next level. And then when I got to Cleveland, well, it's Cleveland, right? And so I didn't really understand partying until I started like taking trips, like going to, you know, Vegas and then coming down to Florida. And I'm like, yikes. Yeah.
You can have fun in a responsible way.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing. Course. And I feel like now I've learned that you can have fun in a responsible way.
Agree to disagree.
Oh, okay.
Marcos, you're just reckless.
You're just, you're just reckless.
Wait.
You need a consultant.
Can I just say this?
I have a lot of fun, though.
Wait. Can I just tell you, I knew this story was going sideways when you said, I hook my key on my belt buckle for safety.
No, you should have known it was going to go sideways once you said he was at a tailgate.
Yes.
That's look, the key never left my belt buckle. I want you to know that. I was 100% correct on that.
But something hit the fob release.
Stuff like that happens.
Which, by the way, we all have keys with these fobs right now, right? Yeah. Let me explain something to you. Right now, try to get that key out. Look how hard it is to get that key out of your fob.
It's rough. But
so what was a person doing that it popped out on its own?
Maybe a little bumping and grinding, Leroy. maybe a little bumping and grinding at the tailgate. You know, I got a little crazy. Got a little crazy at the tailgate, Leroy. But you know what's interesting? Look, we're talking about going out and partying and stuff like that. I'm actually a little bit sad because I saw this. I think it was on Only Date, if I'm not mistaken. Local, you know, staple in Wynwood. Gramps.
I did see this. Yes.
Gramps will be closing in January.
Let me tell you something. I spent a couple nights at Gramps, and it's not fair that all these.
I've never been
it was
there.
One of the first places I ever used my. I don't even know how to say this.
Your fake ID.
Oh, okay, we're gonna say it. Okay, cool.
Yeah, for sure. Cool. We finally got her. Move in. We finally got her.
I'm of age now, but it was one of the first places I ever used my fake ID at. So it was really sad to. It's really sad to see her go.
No, I.
And
one of my.
I also felt the same sadness when they tried taking away Las Rosas and. What's the other one called right now? I'm blanking. I spent so much time here. The one by our station.
Wow,
they just reopened it, too.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Churchill's. Yeah.
Great times.
Wow.
Now,
it's funny, because these are all places I've never heard of, and I've been here since 92.
Yeah, they're
all
our
like
generation of
dive
things.
Bars.
Yeah. Also, like, they opened in, like, 2013.
Is that, what's the other one? Bull Bar? Bull Bar?
What?
Which one?
Bull Bar. Bull? I don't know. They always talk about it down in Miami.
You're making things up.
No.
At Gramps, probably my fondest memory of Gramps is not only that they have great pizza. I had a friend who came in for his bachelor party in South Florida. And, you know, prior to us doing anything crazy at night, I was like, yo, we can go by Gramps. They have great music. We can get some drinks, right? And it was me and 10 of our friends, bachelor party. Not even our friends. I didn't know most of those people. But I was like, hey, I'm the representation of South Florida. You guys all came to South Florida. So, look, I'll take care of you. Follow me.
Bull Bar.
Got it. Okay.
But I brought all of these guys for a bachelor party. Bull Bar? don't know. We'll check it out for sure, because that, I think that was a staple. It was like, I think Dates House said it was by the Orange Bowl. It's probably gone.
It's probably gone.
But anyway, I get all these guys for a bachelor party to Gramps, and we're eating pizza, and we're noticing the crowd is like really like mess. Like, they're liking us. They're liking our energy. They're liking our vibe. It's a lot of guys, though. Seems like a lot of guys tonight, for example. Come to find out, it happened to be gentleman's night, an LGBT affair at Gramps, and I brought 10 handsomely dressed men to the occasion without knowing that this happened to be an LGBT event, and we made quite a splash at Gramps that night.
You were just like, hey,
honey, you say splash, you frog. Okay.
Well, I was just like, hey, look, everyone is so nice here. Everyone is just really nice. And why is there a line at the men's restroom? That's rare. But you know what?
Because it was all men.
Had a great time. Had a great time.
Hey, you're just like, guys, we're just here to enjoy the pizza.
Just here for the pizza, guys. Just here. And they're like, take a big bite, big boy. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to go. I'll probably eat this elsewhere. I'll probably take this to go.
I used to go for a lot of local shows. And I actually saw the band Camino there before they even blew up.
Oh.
I the only place that I've ever really gone to on a number of occasions, there's one place down by some Italian restaurant down off of Sunrise. I don't know the name of it. And then I would always go to Miami Subs on the way home. You go to South Beach, they had the one right on the corner, right?
And they don't even have Miami Subs anymore.
They have them.
There's still one.
There's still
one. At least like one, I think. Kendall. Like, there's a couple.
There used to be one on 441 right past the Hard Rock, and they closed that one down. Right. Which makes you question it when you go there and a week later they close it down. You're like, what did I just have then?
You had all the expired stuff.
We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back on the other side, we're going to give you your headlines. We're going to play our favorite game, Dead to Me. But I have a special presentation that I'd like to show you guys. It's actually been on my mind since Wednesday. It is dedicated to our lovely producer, Brittany. It is a top five double dip. I'll explain more on the other side.
Oh, boy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.